This call is being recorded.
Has everyone been, what is your word, unmuted here?
Hello?
How about the...
back!
My question is about the... I will know a little more about this. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. People need to remute your phones unless you are wanting to share here or speak here. Please mute your phones though, if not. There was a question here. We did not get it because there was so much interference here.
Greetings, this is Moses, and I wanted to ask about the end of free will. I understand this is coming up. I wanted to know more about what it means and its implications. Thank you very much.
If you speak in terms of end of free will, there will never be an end of free will. That is not something that would happen because that would take away from who you are. But free will, as you are understanding it, will be released so that you cannot have your free will taken from you. That is a difference here, you see. That has been something that has occurred here within this experiment here on this planet and even within this solar system and even the galaxy itself. And free will has been routinely taken away from people without them really knowing it was at times. But that is what has come to an end. You will not be able to lose your free will. Your free will always be there. You see the difference here?
Yes, Master. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
This is Keisha, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
I keep having reoccurring dreams of toilets, that I go to a place to release, and it's always clogged up, and it never goes away, so I can't release. What does that mean?
First of all, we would always ask to you, what does it mean to you? What have you received as you ask this question?
Well, I believe I've let go of a lot of things. It just hasn't been cleared. And until that gets cleared, how can I keep releasing?
And there you have your answer, as there are things that all are dealing with at this point. Not all, but most are dealing with at this point as far as programming and those things which need to be released. So if there is a clog or a cog in the system, that is saying that there are still things that need to be released for you, still need to move beyond in the programming here. Because as you are hearing, many of you have heard, as the Lady Nada spoke of, the veil that is supposedly there is not even there anymore. It is only in your minds that you believe it is there. It has been removed in many respects. And it is only the programming that keeps you there, the three-dimensional illusionary programming that keeps you there still behind the veil. But if there are blockages in your dream state and you have a recurring dream, this is simply telling you that you are needing to continue to work on releasing these blockages, releasing the those things which tend to hold you back. You see?
Yep. Is there any suggestion that I can maybe speed the process up at all?
Yes, look into the protocol, the releasing protocol that has been spoken of here.
Okay.
In the Ancient Awakenings.
Okay.
Surrender protocol.
Okay.
That will help greatly.
Thank you very much.
Are there other questions here?
Yeah,
I have a question.
Yes.
No, we all.
Pardon, speak.
This is Harriet. And
yes.
I just had a dream where I was, a voice whispered in my ear very clearly that you are of the earth. I didn't quite understand, but next thing I knew, there was a black clip clipped between my thumb and first finger. And then I was floating, kind of left my body, and started floating in a tunnel that was dug in the earth. And there were like tables flying all around me. So when I opened my eyes, I just saw that I was just moving. And then suddenly I was let go and I was walking. And when I walked out onto an area where the earth was red and there were people walking around. And I just want to know what that meant for me.
We would ask you the same thing we asked of the other here. What does it mean to you? These dreams are meant for you personally. And when it can be in a generalized manner, we can speak on that. But for the time being here, what does this particular dream mean to you?
Well, I have been kind of on a quest journey, spiritual journey, but I haven't really had any support. This is my first call with people of a like mind that are in search of the same thing. So I really am not sure. I have no idea what I am of the earth means, because I have been asking myself, where is it that I really came from? So does it mean I came from the earth, which I have no clue. So I need your help.
We would say to you, it is not of the earth that you were receiving. You may have gotten that somewhat erroneously here. You are not of the earth, you are in the earth. You are not of the earth, though. To be of the earth, that would mean that you are endemic to this particular planet here, and that is not so. All of you, those of you that resonate to these words that would be on this call, you are not of the earth. You are in the earth at this particular time, or on the earth, but not of it. You are from many different systems, many different galaxies, even universes for that matter. And you are here at this time to participate in this evolutionary process that is happening here and bringing the Earth along, not the Earth herself, but the masses here upon the Earth, the population of the Earth, to assist in this entire process. That is what you are here for. When you are done with this, you will be free to move about the cabin, you might say, as that commercial went here, as we are finding within the James. Just throwing a little bit of levity in here. We can be funny to it sometimes here. But you will be free to move about the universe even with the process of thought. Can you imagine what this would be like to simply think yourself on another planet or another part of your planet here, the Earth, and simply be there? To imagine what it would be like to be able to bilocate your body from one place to another and not have to travel in those contraptions that you use with the four wheels, you see? How antiquated that is now, and you are going to realize just how ancient and old technology this has become here. But you are going to be freed from all of this. Okay?
Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
Hi, Laura, yes. This is Lorelai.
Hold on, please. For questions to be more of generalized types, not so much individual personal questions, but more generalized to the audience that is out here listening.
Eleanor.
Yes, this is Lorelai.
Eleanor's here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? Okay. I'll try to make this general for everybody. So we have the surrendering protocol, and I have my own protocols that are very similar to that. And we're out here in the world, but we also hear this whole conversation, I guess, of, you know, sort of not staring in a direction of what's not working. So I guess my question is, like, what's the balance, you know, when something comes up for us, like we get triggered in some way, like it happened to me recently, I got triggered, and I almost never get triggered, but somebody triggered me to anger, and that almost never happens. So I'm not sure if what I should do is just let it go and move on and away, and especially away from that person, or if I should use that protocol or my own processes to really get at the root of it. But sometimes I feel like I'm getting at the root of things so much that I'm almost, you know, obsessed to get at the root of things. So I'm not quite sure what's the balance there.
What we can tell you is that all of these things that you are using, no matter where they come from or what they are tools. Many, many tools have been given to all of you in various ways to work through all of these releases that you need to be working toward. And this is what it is all about, is releasing all of these energies, releasing the programs that have been a part of your lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And it is time to release all this, to move beyond it. And there's, as we say, there are so many tools available to you for doing so, whatever works for you. But we would say, as much as possible, to find yourself in a neutral state. Work on becoming neutral. Just as the one consciousness, the source, is neutral. You see, the source within you is always neutral. There is never anything but neutrality. That means to just be as you will be in that moment, and not to become emotionally involved or anything of this nature. Now, that does not mean if something occurs, such as you see someone being hurt or something of this nature, to not respond. You would want to respond, not react, but respond to the situation, whatever it might be, whatever might come up. And you will find, as you continue on through this ascension process, you will be somewhat tested here as you are moving through this, to find a sense of neutrality as you are responding to any given situation. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, other
Hello,
questions?
Hello, this is
yes.
Shelley. Hello, yes. This is Shelley. I have a question.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, it seems to me that we're really processing a lot of the collective shadow, or maybe just like the part of ourselves that's more the identifying with ideologies and outside of our innate self. The point where, like, we don't see that people are individuals or people per se, as much as we see they're neo-Nazis or they're this or they're that with a label. And it's like, for me, my processing has been like to come back to that compassion of it's still a person, and that person may be under this program or this pattern or this ideology that's external, but it's not who they are internally. And to have the compassion to hold the space that they're still an individual trying to get free from that. So I don't know if you can talk about that from this past time. I mean, that's just how I'm interpreting things.
What you are speaking about is programming that has been a part of this expression here for a very long time. And the programming for many still continues in this way, so that they see black or white or red or whatever it might be instead of all one. And as consciousness is changing, as your consciousness continues to increase, you do not see the differences anymore as much as you might have previously because of that programming. And you have moved, many of you have moved beyond this programming. And as consciousness continues to rise And as your vibrations continue to rise, then the idea of differences with people becomes less and less and less. So in the new golden age, in your fifth dimensional expression, you will no longer see the differences in people. You will see that they are individuals, but you will not see in terms of the old programming as they are different than you, because you are all one in the source within you. One consciousness.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much for your explanation. Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Scott, I have a question.
Yes?
Okay, who's going to go?
Go ahead.
So my question is the next celestial event Saint Germain was referring to the fall equinox?
No, Saint Germain was speaking of the celestial event that just occurred in your solar eclipse, and that it is leading into more what you might say mini events. But one particular event that is close here now and is going to catapult everything else from that point on. That will be the beginning of the dominoes that have been spoken of here. And this solar eclipse was the catalyzing event that is the beginning of what is coming. That is what he was speaking of. Somewhat in terms that are still difficult to understand, but clouded, you might say. And that is purposeful, though, because of the not still yet knowing when and how this is all going to happen here.
Okay, so in terms of Nisara and everything else rolling out.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
So, Scott, I have a question. My question is in regards to diet and ascension. I've been guided to give up alcohol, although I'm not really a drinker, and to go vegetarian to make things easier as I move up into the higher dimensions. Although now that I'm a vegetarian, I've found it's not it's complicated. I mean, there's information I come across that certain plants and vegetables contain lectins, and they're not easily digested. I've heard you say in the past that anything or most anything that comes from Gaia, is good for us and can be consumed. So I'm just looking for guidance or any more information you can give us about the best diet that we can be on going forward as we move into ascension.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many diets that you have out there that we cannot even begin to get into discussions such as this. But to understand the idea of moving into a vegetarian diet from meat and this type of thing can be helpful because of how you are acclimating to these energies. You see, as you continue to acclimate to these energies, as your vibrations continue to rise, all of this will take care of itself. You will find that you will not even want to have meat anymore at a certain point. You will... your body will require certain nutrients, and it will tell you what it wants, and you will then supply those nutrients in whatever way it can be. And this is how it is going to be more and more in terms of water, in terms of quenching your thirst. You will find that you will want certain types of drinks to imbibe in. You will have different things that will draw you to them, you might say, as your vibrations continue to rise. So all of this is a part of this ascension process, nothing to be concerned about. And certainly if you are still eating meat and this type of thing, do not feel guilty about it. That is the worst thing that you can do in this way. If you are still feeling a need or a desire for it, it is not to say that if you are to hold back from it. But if you are being guided, as you are saying here, to move into a certain type of diet, then that is what you want to go for here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. We are needing to release channel here. Is there any one last question? And then we
will
release.
Yes, I have a question.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Gail. I've been seeing on the internet, YouTube, where they talk about distilled water being really good for you as opposed to other waters. Can you talk on that?
Again, it's the same thing. It depends on what your body is requiring, what your body is asking for. It is time for all of you now to ask your body what it wants. It will tell you. It will tell you in a craving or something of this nature. There are even times when it craves sugar. Now, that is not necessarily good for you, but there is times when there are things that are needed by the body, and you may not even understand why the body is needing it at that time. So in terms of water and this type of thing, if you are feeling a guidance toward distilled water or purified water of different types, we would say yes to go for that. But we would also say to avoid more and more the use of fluoride in your water, in your toothpaste, all of these things, to move away from that, because all fluoride is doing, and it was programmed to do this, this is why it is in your water and all of these different items that you take into your body. It was programmed so that you would calcify your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is the opening, the gateway into the higher levels of your being. And the Kabbal knew this, the Archons knew this, and they worked toward bringing about the calcifying and the dumbifying, you might say, of mankind as much as they could. And that is all changing now, because the truth is coming out and people are finding now that these things have been programmed, these things have been put into their lives to hold them back. So move away from fluoride, certainly. Move to distilled water if that is what you are feeling the guidance to go toward, whatever it might be. But keep in mind, if you go toward distilled water, you are taking the minerals out of your water as well. So there is a, what is your saying here, maybe a catch-22 here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
We are needing to release channel here now. Just know that as you are continuing through this process, you are going to experience the ups and downs as you have spoken of. You are going to experience the different energies that are going to come over you and move through you. And some of you will be able to simply realize that this is part of the expression at this time. This is part of the higher vibrations coming over the planet. And if you are able to accept it, you will be able to move through it much more easily and continue, as Sananda says, to acclimate to these energies as they increase and increase and increase. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.